getting hungry. All this talk about backyard barbecue, y'all ought to hear the conversation going on in here about what you can or cannot barbecue. Romy, shall we take that one caller that's been on hold for a little while, take care of them, invite other listeners to give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We're talking outdoor kitchens and living environments with Nathan Angel of Bell Garden. We're going to be talking about favorite barbecue recipes as well, so y'all stay tuned for that.
And do we have another guest that might be talking about bringing some electronics to that backyard? Because were you talking outdoor barbecuing? Well, I don't know about at y'all's place, but last Saturday, LSU was on.
Oh, yeah.
Every TV, we were all outside. Got it. So we have another special guest, maybe bringing in some electronic features.
Yes, we have Mr. Stavely from Stavely Home Electronics Entertainment Systems here. We're going to be talking about, now we've talked about the pizza ovens and the barbecues and the lighting and the location of the kitchen area. Now we're going to talk about dressing it out with accessorizing and big screen TVs and sound around systems.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Right?
Huh? Oh, amen.
What could be better?
On a note, on that pizza oven, it was posted on Facebook, the Bin 239 is one of our favorite places in Prescott. If you have a favorite place, include it there. We've already gotten some feedback. Park Plaza Liquor has a incredible pizza oven. I know Lamp in North Scottsdale is a great place. Nathan, what was the place in Gilbert you had?
Liberty Market yesterday.
Liberty Market. So if you've got a favorite place to go enjoy a meal from a pizza oven, share it with us.
There's Fate Brewing at Scottsdale and Shea. Brand new. Only been open a couple months.
Yeah, yeah, he actually, I think he was in the loan industry and just got so fed up, took everything, and said, you know what, I'm going to do something fun. I'm tired of this loan business, and I'm going to open a pizza oven and a brewery.
I think that's
a good meal. I've stopped in at Fate's.
Having family in the restaurant business, I can tell you, for the first month you're in it, it's fun.
The first month. All right. So if you've got a place, you enjoy a pizza oven, share it with us. Carol has called in. Let's talk about termites. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, this isn't as fun as talking about an outdoor kitchen.
That's okay, Carol. That's all right.
The question is actually about insulation.
Okay.
I had termite treatment about 4 years ago. So once a year, the pest control service comes to inspect. This time, they're telling me about the lack of insulation in my attic. My house, 42 years old, in Sun City, and they have an insulation that they can put in, which only licensed pest control people can do. It's 12% boric acid, and it's supposed to discourage many kinds of bugs, including rats also.
Okay.
Now, I have no doubt that I need more insulation because of the age of the house.
Okay.
But have you heard of this that only pest control services can put in?
Okay. I have heard of attic insulation that does have the boric acid included in it to and you use the right word, to detract the pests.
And this insulation that only exterminators can put in? Baker Insulation came all the way out to our mixer this week at Todd Whitaker Drywall. He drove from Gilbert all the way to Peoria just to get an insulation contractor and our exterminator to work in-house with Rosie on the house for exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Carol, I'm gonna tell you, I'm guessing the pest control company you're using has expanded their services and they may be looking for opportunities to enhance their billing and grow and expand. I'm going to tell you that insulation, if it's not installed correctly, is 50% less effective. I would like for you, you said you lived in Sun City, I'd like for you to call Banker Insulation and have an insulation specialist come out and visit with you about the extra insulation. Your house is 40 years old. Yes, it probably does need insulation, but it may not need as much as anybody else may encourage you. You only need to go to an R30 or an R38, no more than that. the effectiveness of the pest control additive and the boric acid added to the insulation, I think the jury's still out on that. There's other ways we can take care of it. I'm skeptical. Hey, I'm skeptical of when a roofer wants to become a solar installation specialist. I'm skeptical when a plumber wants, and it's not saying they can't cross over and they can't learn that, but I want years of experience under their belt in that arena. So I'm encourage you, Carol, to proceed with caution.
My favorite's always painting and remodeling.
Painting is remodeling.
or roof repair and remodeling. How does one trade qualify for being a general contractor?
All right. When we get back, we'll finish talking another hour of outdoor kitchens and barbecue and living environments, and we'll be adding the component of electronics to that with Don Stabley right here. Y'all stay tuned. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.
Your old windows and doors, they can be causing you to pay hundreds of dollars more than you should on your heating and cooling bills. But with